Welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. In this podcast series, we'll introduce you to the Sports Events and Tourism Association, its partners across the country, and the great work they do together. Join us. Hello again, and welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero, your host today. And also today we have a special guest, Igor Bakovich, the director of sports at DuPage Sports Commission. We'll talk about what's going on with him, the award he won, and maybe how you can be an award winner as well. First of all, Igor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me on the show. We appreciate it.
I introduced you about this much. I want you to do the rest. Tell us all about who you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
So I've been in my role just over 2 years. Prior to that, I worked for Marriott International. Spent about two and a half years with them. Represented 25 hotels over 5 different states, which I think is one of the main factors in what makes this role, why I've been successful in this role, is just understanding that portion, because I do think it plays a large portion of what we do, a large part in what we do on the Sports Commission side or the CBB side, understanding the hotel piece. So that was the role I had prior to being with the DuPage Sports Commission. And I also had worked with Coca-Cola prior to that. And then I played basketball for a considerable amount of time, which obviously that's where my love for sports comes into play. So
it's interesting how all these jobs, I mean, for so many people, all kind of meshed together with your basketball background and the hotel background. This really does seem like a perfect role for you.
Yes, I mean, it really has come together quite nicely. I've had a lot of friends and family who still say, obviously, but when I got the role, they're like, wow, this is like a perfect fit for you based on like everything that you've done and working with youth and being involved in the tournament side and playing basketball professionally and all sorts of different things, et cetera. So it's been fun. The 2 years has really gone by quite quickly. So
let's talk about the award. Obviously, not only is it a perfect fit, but you're doing a really good job at it because you won Sports ETA's Rising Star Award, one of 10 who won that award among the 600 plus Sports ETA organizations. Let's talk about what that meant to you in receiving that award and how you went about why you think you got that award.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually just a little surprising. I mean, you know, you obviously have been considered for the award is a great honor, but then also winning it is, you know, that it's great. So I know there's a lot of people across the country that do what we do, and you know, based on the award being for anybody who's been in the industry for under 5 years being eligible for the award, mm-hmm. You know, does speak some to what it stands for. So it's an honor to obviously win it, and really, you know, it's just success. It's not really an individual. I can say like, oh, it's all me. I mean, we've got a team here on the CBB side with the DuPage CBB, where, you know, when needed, they definitely step in and help out with some of the events that we host. You know, our marketing team does a lot. Our sales team, you know, they're pulling in volunteers. They're doing some volunteer shifts when needed, when the gaps need to be filled. So we have it's a small team, but a really robust team that works really hard. And so a lot of the definitely achievement goes to them as well, which, you know, we know within our four walls here. So, and then, you know, the leadership that we have with, Beth Marchetti and, Nuni Aguilar and, Miriam Blumenthal, who is our marketing director here. So it's been fun to work with them and, kind of grow and, you know, where we've kind of taken the Sports Commission, you know, just in the 2 years of me being in the role. So, but at first it was just more so about determining what our, you know, strategy was going to be. Like when I came to the role, it was like, you know, they kind of gave me the free rein to say like, you know, you can run to steer the ship in a way that you want to steer it. And so just with not having venues on a professional level here in DuPage County, because everything is based really in the Chicago proper, mm-hmm. you know, the next, I guess, tier that I would consider an elite tier would be working with national governing bodies. And so that's really where our strategy, you know, that we've kind of put in place has been, where let's try to bring as many national championships as we can, which automatically means, you know, you bring people in from across the country, sometimes internationally, and it's really about just growing a spotlight for DuPage County.
That's a great point in that the creative thinking that has to go into some of these events. The award selection committee in particular highlighted on your win the fact that you the number of the volume and the quantity of events that you've attracted. So let's talk about those. You mentioned those national championships. What kind of events were you instrumental in helping bring to the area?
So from an execution standpoint, the event was awarded prior to me coming into the role, but the USA Cycling Cyclocross National Championships was one of our like first ones in this 2-year stint that I've been in my role. We've hosted other national governing body events prior to me being in the role here. But you know, that was one of the, it was a lot of fun to be just the access, to be able to see that event for 6 days unfold and the amount of work that our team put in here, et cetera. But then, you know, we hosted USA Powerlifting. We have a nanatorium, FFC nanatorium, that opened up here about 2.5 years ago, which we've been able to kind of create a great partnership with that facility, where we've been able to bring in USA Swimming, their Pro Swim Series. We worked with USA Artistic Swimming to bring their Collegiate Nationals. We worked with USA Water Polo to bring their Champions Cup in, and we're also hosting their Olympic Development Program next year as well. So USA Curling we just hosted.
Ow.
We have a couple events on the calendar with USA Curling and starting in 25. So I mean, there's been more. We've done some things with USA Powerlifting previously, but yeah, I mean, a lot of there's a good number of national governing bodies that we've partnered with and kind of expanded our reach in a sense from that standpoint. So,
yeah, you can definitely tell that strategy paid off with all of those national governing bodies there. What getting those events though is one thing. What is the secret to you making them successful once that's been signed?
I think they're looking for a partner who is going to be their boots on the ground here, because as we know, most of the national governing bodies are based in either Colorado Springs or East Coast or West Coast, some are in Indianapolis, etc. But you know, we have one national governing body here in Chicago, and it's the U.S. Soccer. It's the only one that's here, but we obviously haven't done much with them just based on the venue perspective. But for them, it's really just like knowing that you have a partner that you can rely on, a partner that you can reach out to and say, you know, hey, like, we need this done, like, and they give you a time frame, you know, you have that time frame and you're able to do what's asked. So I think really it's that partnership of having that person here within obviously where you're representing, the area that you're representing, to be able to do certain things. And we always say it's the things that are outside of the venue walls. So you know, if you look at a convention center, let's say it's, you know, it's the four walls of the convention center, you guys can, you know, take care of as much as you can within the four walls, and we'll take care of everything outside the four walls. And that's kind of how we approach it, whether it's, you know, hotel room blocks, vendors, involving our community, which is one of our three pillars of the Sports Commission. You know, the first two being the, obviously, our hotel partners and focusing on the overnights. Hotel room overnights, and then the economic impact that these events that we bring and generate. But our third pillar is kind of the community pillar, so we've really been doing as much of that as we can with some of these national governing body tournaments or national championships that we've been hosting, and incorporating our community into that, because there's a lot of value when it comes to that. So
you mentioned before that no one really does it alone, you're part of a group. But for those young professionals who are looking at this award and going, you know what, I'd like to maybe be considered for that. What advice do you have for those who have been in the profession for just a little bit of time and kind of making a name for themselves?
I would say really just focusing on partnerships. I really think that just in general, this that's what this industry is about. I mean, just not, you know, our industry specifically, yes, other industries as well, but like specifically ours, it's about partnerships and building relationships, being able to collaborate. And so I think there's not much that can be done in our industry alone. Whether let's say being in my seat, or, you know, when you're leading a sports commission or CBB, et cetera, and look, you know, you need a venue, you need hotels. The sports commission doesn't really own venues, and nor do they own hotels. So, right, you have to be able to collaborate and partner with your hotel, to be able to say, hey, this is something that you guys, it's worthwhile to have, right? Like, hotels bring in business from outside of sports as well. You know, some prefer sports more than others. They're a little bit more designed towards sports than others, et cetera. But at the end of the day, the hotel has the ability to say, we're not interested in this, or we're interested in this. Same thing with the venue. They have the ability to say, you know, we really want to do this, and we don't have the dates available. We're going to make things work because we really want this. Or they can say, or look at it and say, we, you know, it's not really an interest of ours. So we get that on both sides. But again, the better of a relationship you have with the venues and the hotels and some of the other partners that you need to pull off events like this, the more success you're going to have.
We've been talking with Igor Bakovich, the director of sports at DuPage Sports Commission. One last question, Igor, what's next? What are you looking for? What can we expect from the DuPage Sports Commission coming up?
So we have a few other national governing bodies that we're going to be adding to our list of events that we've you know, brought here for Set Tours, and that we're going to be hosting. So that information will come out in the next few months or the next year as the announcements kind of keep coming out. But for us, it's also important to, you know, retain and grow the partnerships that we have with not just national governing bodies, because we do host a lot of events as well that are just with rights holders that we really appreciate. You know, new ones and some that already hosted events here prior to me stepping into my role, where we look to continue to develop their partnerships as well. And there's some initiatives on our end that we're always looking to ways to improve, or how could we be a better partner. You know, we host a lot of hockey events here, and Chicago area is kind of, you know, it's saturated with hockey events, because we have a few really big hockey organizations that host some massive tournaments. And so, you know, something on our goal for this year is how do we become a better partner in helping them do what they're doing. You know, they have a robust team, they have great teams, they've done some fantastic things, and the sports commission hasn't been involved. And so you know, we've had a number of conversations, and there's obviously things that we're partnering on starting this year, et cetera, and being able to do that, because if we can help them and dedicate their time towards something else, like, you know, we help them, they can dedicate that time to go somewhere and do something different. You know, they can be more efficient in what they're doing, and hopefully growing that partnership and the events. So,
Igor, that's great. Thank you so much, and such insight. We appreciate it. Igor Bakovich, the director of sports at DuPage Sports Commission. Thanks again.
Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it.
And thank you guys for watching and listening. You're watching the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero, and we'll see you next time.